reminded by my son Hunter when I was trying to get the COP26, what's going on over in Europe on the environment together. It makes a lot of difference. All empathy is looking at you and understanding what you're worried about.
Well, that was a stunning admission from Joe Biden on Wednesday of this week that his embattled son, Hunter Biden, advised him ahead of the climate summit in Scotland, where the U.S. signed a surprise deal with a serial polluter, China, to cut emissions. According to a September 2020 Senate report by Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, Hunter is still entangled in Chinese state-run companies after receiving tens of millions of dollars from both Ukrainian and Chinese companies and has major conflicts of interest, and yet he is advising Joe Biden on the summit.
Yeah, his understanding of the environment is probably on par with his understanding of artwork. I mean, I don't think Americans get this. And we all know his history. I mean, he's got conflict of interest on conflict of interest. You know, he took millions from China, Russia, Ukraine, you know, was giving advice on all those issues as well to then Vice President Biden. Now he's giving advice on the environment to President. I don't get it. I don't think the American people get it.
It's so funny that you've got Hunter Biden, who we still really don't understand a lot of things about, although more and more comes out about the guy, giving President Biden, you know, advice on how to handle the climate control. He's overly qualified in some cases for some things, you know, maybe like, hey, Dad, this is how many hits it takes to really get a buzz off. I'm sorry.
Well, look, I've decided that Hunter Biden is really quite brilliant.
Well, he's dodged the law.
He's dodged the law, but more than that, he has come up with a way to completely scam people in front of our own eyes.
Oh.
He's laundering money in front of God and everybody.
Right, right.
And everybody's clueless.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the I Love Lucy episode where they were making the designer clothes out of the feed bags. Remember, they convinced...
I didn't see that
They
one.
Convinced... Well, they were in Paris, and Lucy and Ethel wanted a designer gown. They wanted designer clothes.
Sure.
And Fred and Ricky saw the pricing and they're like, no, that's not going to happen. So he goes to one of his costume designers and he goes, look, we want you to, you know, sew a label in like this is a designer. Right. And they literally made them outfits out of feed sacks.
Oh my gosh.
There was a wine bucket hat. I mean, it was ridiculous. And they were prancing around like they were just the be-all, end-all, and ended up getting copied by a designer.
Oh, no.
It's such a racket.
Oh, wow.
It's a really funny episode. But, I mean, now he's got these crappy paintings that he's doing.
Right.
People are paying thousands and thousands of dollars.
$500,000 in some cases.
You know, really?
Up half a million dollars.
And you know
that's
not what it's about.
And somehow he has managed to work it to where we don't know who's buying the paintings. Now, how does that part work?
Well, you know, they're private bidders.
Right. Xi Jinping.
I mean, did he even study art?
No. No, and if... Okay, this is going to just sound mean, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is Monday. It's the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. he used the straw for different things. Mm. Maybe one day, you know, just in a stupor. You know, he picked up some, like, color of, I don't know, whatever's left on the plate, and he was probably snorting that too, and put it on another plate, and it said, this is stinking art. I think I'm an artist. I mean, some of it is you blow through a straw into color on paintings. It's very erratic. Not erotic.
So
erratic.
Apparently, and look, I don't, if that's how the guy copes, great.
Right,
and
right,
if you can, if people are dumb enough to pay it, whatever.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, he has no formal training.
No.
At all.
Nope.
And he said he wouldn't call himself an artist for years and only now feels comfortable saying it. Oh, Lord. Apparently he did sketch and draw when he was 7.
Okay. Well, I'd like to see those renderings.
But he took his art more seriously. And like I just don't buy it. Well, I feel like they're laundering money
right
in front of our very eyes.
Yeah. Well, we know he took a lot of money from some of the different things he did while Daddy was vice president.
He's kind of known for that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Interesting stuff.
It is.
I was going to get you a print for Christmas, but I guess now that's off the table. Our thought of the day. Here we go.
Dang.
It is Monday after all. Mistakes are part of the game. It's how well you recover from them that's the mark of a great player.
Hmm. Wow.
Everybody does it. Everybody mm-hmm. makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So there you
go. Been there.
We've all been there. Yeah.
Made one last night and I'm still paying for it.
What did you do?
Oh,
last night?
I misplaced something and I spent a good half hour before I went to bed. Not good because my mind was just like, I really need to find this item and I couldn't. And I decided to go up in my shop because I did a project with a buddy over the weekend. And I thought, okay, maybe it ended up in the box of tools that I brought up to the shop. And on my way, I didn't turn the light on. I just had a flashlight. And I was wearing my slippers, not a lot of toe protection. And I stubbed my toe big time.
It must have been the day for it.
Did you do it too?
Well, no. I did something that I've never, ever in the history of forever, ever done. And I had to tell my Mark that he was right and I was wrong.
Is that the first time?
It was painful. I don't mind telling you. No, it was the first time. But this one was just a little more painful than usual.
A little more crow eating.
Because he doesn't like it when I use Q-tips.
I see.
He's like, Janet, you really shouldn't use Q-tips. It's not good for you.
Right.
Well, I had a slip of the old Q-tip yesterday, and my eardrum is killing me. Yeah. I may never, ever use a Q-tip ever again. Ever.
Mom used to tell me, don't stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
That's his philosophy. Yeah. Hey, Rex texted us.
Yeah.
He said he once won an art contest in high school by using a squirt gun to make paintings.
Wow, that's creative.
You need to bust that bad boy back out,
that's
Rex.
That's right. It might be worth a lot by now.
If you could fall under the Hunter Biden umbrella of artist, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you might do pretty well with it.
Well, my toe, probably like your ear, is much sorer today than it was. I mean, I woke up and got out of bed. And of course, you know, you find your balance as soon as you wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, wow.
My ear woke me up a couple of times.
Yeah.
It let me know it was there.
Wow.
434-248-0704 is our number. That's our text number.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love for you to make a guess on today's Mind Jam Trivia.
One of the first examples of this household staple was first called a monitor top.
Wow.
And sold over 1 million units in 1927. What are we referring to?
A monitor top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over 1 million of them sold in 1927. It's called a monitor top. And it was...
And it's a staple now. Mm-hmm. It's in every household, just about.
Yep.
434-248-0704. Well, 1956, Love Me Tender, the film with Elvis Presley, had his debut in the U.S.
See, we got a heap of work to do around here. And the first thing is to get Kathy out of those britches and into a dress. I got a bushel of things to tell you.
Vance, I don't reckon you could have known about this, but me and Kathy got married about 3 months ago.
Vance was off at war, and they thought he was dead.
Oh, my.
So he comes back, and he picks up his girl, and his girl's Elvis's wife now.
Oh, my.
Bummer.
I think the only Elvis movie I've ever seen was Blue Hawaii, maybe.
Oh, okay. This is set in, like, I think Civil War time. This particular movie, Love Me Tender.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised. I've never seen the movie.
I'm going to have to look at it now.
And it's colorized. You can watch it in black and white or colorized.
Oh.
Colorized version looks pretty good.
And he just breaks out in song in the middle of the old plantation.
It's so funny because, some of the scenes that you find are him singing. You're going, wait a minute, it just doesn't fit the time. Anyway.
it's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1969, Janis Joplin is accused of vulgar and indecent language in Tampa, Florida. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. A lot.
Apparently, this was not the only place she did this either, as I was looking this up. We chose not to play any of it.
Because
we're clean.
Well, I mean, she always looked a little rough around the edges.
Gosh, yeah, she was.
She's not like somebody you take home to mother, probably.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
She's probably going to take something really large and hit you with it in a fight.
Probably.
I guess.
Yeah, you may not win that one. 1979, a package from the Unabomber Ted Krasinski begins smoking in the cargo hold of a flight from Chicago to Washington, forcing the plane to make an emergency landing. I don't remember that. Well, I
don't
remember
either.
That one, probably. I mean, we were pretty young then.
The Unabomber.
You know, I remember the Unabomber.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when they hauled off his little log cabin on a trailer. Literally, he had built this little log cabin and they put it on a trailer and evidence.
I have a good friend that every fall, her husband starts looking like the Unabomber. Yeah, he has on his hoodie. It's always popped up, and he's got his sunglasses on.
Oh, wow.
And so, like the running joke, when I see him like that, I was like, hey, Ted, how you doing? He looks just like the sketch. Wow. And he's like, I don't think I look that much like him. So I'm like pulling up on my phone going,
hello.
There you go. It's
Sign
you.
It. It's your photograph.
That's right. In 1980, you should do this one.
Yeah, 1980, 30th NASCAR Sprint Cup, Dale Earnhardt wins.
Any thought that I'd have a chance of winning this race, starting where I did on that restart? Boys, as we kept working away and got on the outside, Kenny Wallace really worked hard with us, and he done a good job. I don't think we could have got back up there if it wasn't for Kenny.
You know, Dale Earnhardt was the nicest guy in the winner's circle, but he was the Terminator on the track.
Just very not arrogant at all, didn't seem like.
Right. I mean, he was sure of his abilities, but he just loved to win.
My Mark pulled up a video and showed me, and it was a picture of Dale Earnhardt in his car driving.
Mm-hmm.
Most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looks like he's on a Sunday drive,
right,
going about 35 miles an hour. Right. Driving with one hand. Yeah. Like, what is he doing?
He's winning the races.
He's like going, how fast is he going? Yeah. It's like, here, hold my beer.
Right, you know, exactly.
It's just the most laid back thing I've ever seen. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's
cool. Because I made the mistake of saying, you know, when he died, it was just, I mean, there were people in my circle that it was like a family member.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, you don't get it. You just don't understand.
Yeah.
He pulled that up, and I was like, okay. Yeah, he go, okay, gifted, get it.
Part of NASCAR, the way things used to be, died at the same time he died.
Oh, for sure.
Because NASCAR changed.
And not a good way.
Not a good way, yeah.
1986, Beastie Boys released their debut album, License to Ill.
This is what our buddy Trey looked like coming down the hall because he overslept this morning.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Yeah, he partied a little too hard this weekend.
And see, that's what I remember about rap. That's what I used to think rap was. Well, it was initially.
Yeah, sure.
And now it's turned into something just completely different.
Mm.
But that was fun. That was fun times right there.
How about some country?
Okay, 2017, country singer Blake Shelton wins People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive Award.
This is a great source of pride, and I win. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Take off the blindfold. Just peek.
What?
Look how sexy. Read that. That says sexiest man alive, which means I am the sexiest man that's living right now.
This is a huge People magazine on the side of a building. I mean, it's 100 feet tall. It's got Blake's picture.
And what's so funny, was he with...
He blindfolded, you know, Adam
Levine.
And he drives around the corner in a golf cart. Okay, you know, take your blindfold off.
Oh, he got a lot of mileage out of that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But the thing about it is he didn't take it seriously. And you could tell he wouldn't take it seriously, which is why... Women find him attractive.
Yes, exactly.
Kara said to tell you it's the Intimidator, not the Terminator.
Oh, sorry.
It's early.
You're right, honey. I'm surprised she's up.
She is like the red pencil tar show, isn't she? She's just going to go back and circle that. Okay. Gizmo said, my mom asked me once where I found a girl I was with and told me I needed to take her back there. Wow.
They're going to choke on my drink.
I love your mom's spirit there, Gizmo. That's pretty great.
Holy cow.
Dating advice from Gizmo's mom.
There you go.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to ask our trivia question one more time. We'll be back with the answer.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. Oh, mercy sakes alive. One of the first examples of this household staple was first called a monitor top. Sold over 1 million units in 1927. What are we referring to? Hey, Can I play one of our birthdays? I know we're running a little bit late.
Yeah.
But this was just so special to me to find some of her music again.
Okay.
Since a long time. I grew up listening to this. My mom and my brother, they all love Petula Clark. She's 90 years old today.
Today, yeah.
Today. It's a sign of the times that you call me up whenever you feel lonely. It's a sign of the times that you tell your friends that I'm your one and only. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring rain. Don't sleep in the subway, darling.
Beside me again. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
When that may be one of her most recognizable ones. The other two were pretty big hits.
Well, I mean, look, let's face it. It's the sound of a more innocent time. You could actually sleep in the subway and not get killed, and you could go downtown without getting mugged. It was great.
I like those.
Yeah.
Those standards were nice.
Oh, yes.
Life was so much more boring.
It was.
But you'd stay alive, like you said.
All right. Other birthday, Sam Waterston is 80. Beverly D'Angelo is 70.
So it's National Drum Day,
Janet. Okay.
And I thought of this last night. So here's what
Or drummers?
Drummers, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Drummers Day, not drum. Yeah.
Okay.
That could mean a lot of things, like a 55-gallon drum. These are drummers, and I picked some of the top 10 intros of all time, and we're going to play them, and we're going to ask you just for fun to text Janet if you think you know what the answer is, 434-248-0704. We'll do this throughout the morning. I picked a pretty easy one. We'll go into the break and then come out with the answer. It'll play a little bit more of the song. So here's your first one to make sure you're awake. Maybe you don't know what that million units that were sold that was called the monitor top, and you'd like to take a stab at the music instead, reach out to Janet at that phone number.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Six 26. Gizmo called it. He said, "It's Betty Jean." By Michael Jackson.
I think I need to introduce you to Kara. That's a title only Kara Lamb
right,
would love.
Right.
It's Billie Jean, so you were very close.
You were close.
Very close. We also had some folks making their guesses.
Yeah, at Our Mind Jam.
Our Mind Jam, yeah.
Okay, here we go. One of the first examples of this household staple was first called the monitor top. It sold over a million units in 1927. What are we referring to?
Well, lots of folks thought we were referring to stoves.
Okay.
Which I think would make sense. Monitor top, that would make sense.
Sure.
It's fridges, refrigerators.
Yeah.
Now, why would they call it the monitor top, you might ask? It was GE produced it.
Okay.
And it referenced the ironclad Civil War era ship, the USS Monitor.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I really don't know why.
Must have been an interesting looking ship.
I guess so. It wasn't until post-war America that separate freezer box units were created and used in addition to the typical refrigerator. And then in the 1970s and 80s, further developments helped create the combo model that we see today.
Nice.
It is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Don't.
You got to do it.
My wife is off today.
Oh, Kara. You have to do it because it's a national holiday.
She doesn't need inspiration.
To clean out your fridge. Well, if she keeps it that clean, you don't need to clean it out.
Yeah, but...
You're afraid you're going to lose leftovers.
I'm going to lose something.
Right. So we've got National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned National Drummers Day.
Yeah.
That we have going on today. Also, it is... what were the others?
International Day of Tolerance.
International Day of Tolerance.
Yes, not just here in our own country. We should have it all over the world.
Well, the interesting thing is, in some ways, we are far too tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And then in other ways... We are so easily triggered, we tolerate nothing because we're looking for a reason to get annoyed.